This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Now, I want to talk to you guys about it because there's a lot of, you know, why has this happened? Why have we gone into lockdown stage four? And it's Eddie Brown syndrome. Have you heard of Eddie Brown syndrome before?
No.
Okay, so what...
I can't say I have.
Okay, so Eddie Brown syndrome, everyone's gone through this because we've all been at school and, you know, you'd be in class and the teacher would say, if everyone's good, if everyone's great, we'll go on a field trip. And, of course, Eddie Brown wouldn't be good, so we wouldn't go on the field trip.
Oh, that old chestnut.
If you want an extra half an hour of a sport, you need to be good.
Oh, and Eddie.
Eddie Brown would play up and, you know, spit stuff at the teacher or...
Where's Eddie Brown now?
Probably in jail. But that was our Eddie Brown and everyone's got an Eddie Brown.
Oh, hello, Eddie, if you're listening to the show.
I'd like to...
Long-time listener.
I'd like to hear from the
first-time participant.
Our brother Peter Murphy, our
life
motivational
coach.
Guru, sent us a message this morning to...
Late again. It's 10 past 8.
It's meant to inspire... Well, we've got 50 minutes.
I suppose.
Anything could happen.
It's the start of a long week.
Here we go. Is it playing?
Morning, guys. Well, Anna informs me that my segment has been cut down to 15 seconds.
Yes, because it was
boring. Are you guys out of your mind? This is life coaching. This isn't hocus pocus. I don't have a magic wand. What the hell am I supposed to do in 15 seconds?
Well, that's uplifted. Yeah.
It wasn't it was our broadcast manager. She decided it was 15 seconds was all we could have with him. Now, listen, a message has come through from Randy Andy.
Yes.
Said, loving the show, guys.
Nothing wrong with the porn stations, Dean.
There's nothing wrong with them. There's nothing. I don't know whether we turn the trains, what's happening on the trains, into porn. What's happening in porn?
Dean Murphy decides to turn around in the break, and I said, we were discussing this message, and then he said, well, I don't think they're making any porn at the moment.
Well, are they making porn in COVID-19, in a world pandemic?
But my question is, like, what, have you seen everything that's on?
A lot.
How much have you watched of this? Like, this is not okay.
I've been in lockdown like everyone else.
So you and the entire interweb...
Yeah.
You can't find anything that you haven't seen.
Maybe you need to try and switch it up and try something different.
Like what?
Well, you know, maybe watching some lesbians.
Yeah.
Okay, so that didn't go well.
Okay, you know, I know where you're going. Like, shake it up a little bit.
Yeah, I didn't even know until this conversation that there were more sites than just the one.
Oh, no, there's way. I'm a subscriber to many, many, many. I could have bought an apartment block
for
what I've spent on porn sites.
Face.
Yeah, but here you are.
This is not okay. And your mother is listening to this show.
No, we've all been there. Hang on.
She wouldn't be very happy.
Hey, listen,
about
if it wasn't for porn and COVID-19 and pandemic and lockdowns, what would we all be doing?
That's true. I did just throw out some VHS porn the other day.
Oh, I've got a whole box down in my storage unit. Do you want to chuck them in there?
Well, I chucked them in the bin the other day. Gone.
Damn.
Cleansed out.
I would have seen them anyway.
Probably.
I feel like I really just can't participate in this conversation.
Because I don't know. Well, don't you watch porn?
No.
Why not?
Maybe no, today that's your homework.
Oh, no wonder you're so lonely over there in Glen Huntly.
I think that would be a little weird if I just sit there with my cat, my dog, and turn my porn on.
The waka waka music.
It's weird. Weird.
No, you put the animals out. You don't do it with the animals there.
No, do what? Just watch it.
No, don't just... I don't know what to do with it. You do whatever you want to do.
Oh, my God, I'm feeling really awkward.
Let loose. Be free. Your body is your temple.
I just like to pop plants on weekends.
You're on Joy
94.9.
If you are feeling a little bit depressed...
Yes.
Apparently, this is what might clear it up for you. Botox.
Oh,
they're saying that Botox injections have reported basically that it's causing less depression.
Why is that?
Well, It's been thought that the easing severe frown lines in the forehead region disrupts a feedback loop that reinforces negative emotions.
Of course it interrupts a feedback loop.
Because you look younger. Because you're not frowning. No, you look younger. You feel fresh.
I don't think it works, for one, because you love the stuff and you're depressed as all get out all the time.
What do you mean? I'm the happiest person you know. I just can't show it on my face.
Is that it? Yeah. I've just been mistaking this.
No, it's not. It just froze. Misery. That's all right, it. Okay. I can't move it.
Frozen. There's just no let expression. It go. No, there's not.
No.
No, I don't think that we are here to suggest people go and do this. This is not.
No, you can do it if you want to go and do it.
I've been frightened of seeing my friend who's a plastic surgeon for years because he, forever, and the last time I think I saw him was around my 40th birthday, but forever he was like, no, NMF, you don't need anything. And I've said to him.
Oh, he's a liar. Look at you.
For a long time I've said, I'm really nervous about the day that you just look at me, put your finger up, call me hither and say, book an appointment, doll. Mm. I'm worried about that. But we're in lockdown, so I've got another six months.
You're doing pretty well. Okay. I've had a whack or two.
A whack or two.
Oh, shut up.
Oh. Madame Tussauds wants a bottle of you. Now, some news that will be exciting to many joysters.
Many joysters, including
especially
me.
Dean Murphy. Mm. That the gorgeous Zac Efron is apparently tired of Hollywood.
What?
He's tired of the paparazzi and everything else. And he's looking at moving to Byron Bay.
Love him.
Oh, dear. I thought that was going to be more impactful than what it was. You were like, no, leave it with me, doll. I've got something for that.
No.
That sort of...
Because this is what I think of when I think of Zac.
Do you?
Imagine having him in our country.
I think I would have rather hear the Baywatch theme than this.
No, this is good. It makes me dream about Zac.
You know, the thing is, he's coming to this country because he wants to get away from the prying eyes of the paparazzi.
Not going
to
happen.
And perverts.
No.
Dean Murphy.
And perverts, you reckon?
Perverts. So just keep
yourself... He's looking a little bit like a bear at the moment, isn't he?
He's rugged. He's got his
beard. Lost that twinky look.
We should count him out for you then.
What is it with you today? Why? Are you...
Do you know
about
what?
Botox?
There's no one behind me in the other studio.
No.
So all I get to do is just deliver.
You're
to
actually
you.
Quite nasty, aren't you, when you get going?
Can be, but anyway, I learned off the best.
Right now, here's the fabulous Zac Efron on Joy. You know I want you. I'm gonna get you. Yeah. Enrique Iglesias.
Oh, it's about time we had some Enrique.
Miss him on the radio.
We love him.
Now, we needed to check in with Megan and Harry because apparently, according to sources, they're getting a new puppy.
Mm.
Did you hear about that? Isn't that breaking news?
That's amazing.
Yeah. Let's find out what happened.
Harry. Oh, Harry. Where are you, Red?
Pookie, I'm building a kennel for our new puppy. Well, I'm not. Our butler Smiggins is. And what a smashing job he's doing.
Oh, it's so exciting. I can't wait to get our adopted black Labrador. What do you think we should call it, my darling prince?
Well, what about Frogmore?
Oh, God, no. Too many bad memories.
What about Big Ben?
Listen, mister, you need to shake it off, Harry. You need to get over this UK thing. It's done. It's gone. And we are LA royalty now, babe. I know. Why don't we call it Pula?
What? As in Pula Abdul, that old lady who dances?
No, Harry, Pula. It means rain in Botswana.
Bots what?
Botswana, Harry. In South Africa, where we went on our first trip just when we started dating. Don't you remember, Harry?
Oh, Botswana or Pakistana, they all blend to me. And besides, I was smitten like a kitten at the time, so the only big cat on that South Africa trip was me.
Such a great trip, Harry. And what a magnificent animal with its huge trunk. Mm-hmm. The elephant wasn't bad either. Oh. So, Pooler it is. Oh, Harry, I'm so happy.
Oh, wonderful, Moo-moo. I just hope Pooler doesn't drown in the deep end of the Pooler, or I'll never hear the end of it.
Oh.
Take your flamboyantly fabulous gay brother and a straight Batlack sister, and what you have is Melbourne's most unique breakfast show, The Murphys, only on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9, Breakfast with the Murphys, 25 past 7. Little Jess Glenn there and Hold My Hand.
Hold My Hand.
We've been talking about undies just before, about what are your COVID undies.
Yeah, which is a great thing to talk about on hump day.
I know. Why not?
Isn't it?
Paul sent through a message. He said, I have McCalvin Klein's from circa 2002. That's 18 years ago.
Ooh, that might
be. He said they can almost talk.
Yeah. Oh, how can they last that long? Rachel said, I snapped my last two pairs of G-strings. Due to ISO weight gain, I'm now in Nana Knickers. So comfy.
Nana Knickers.
Yes.
Spontaneous burst.
Yeah. Wow. No, I gave up on G-strings long ago. I look like one of those sausages, you know, like dig in there. You can't even see it. It's not okay.
A sausage?
You know, like.
Like the end of a sausage. Like, no, like
or
a
Christmas ham that's like yes. Got a string around.
I always thought you were a Christmas ham, but it brings lots of light and shade and love yes. to people, the Christmas ham.
And Eric says, I have been undie free for 8 years. Amazing. I feel like I'm going undie free after this wee morning. I don't think I really want to know about your undies. Let us
let us know. Keep them coming through. I think it's great
Christmas
to share. Now, while we're at it, it's work like a dog day.
Yeah.
I thought that was meaning you got to work like a dog, you know, like really hard. You've got to work really hard. But it's not. It's work like your dog. How does your dog work?
Okay, so my dog yesterday worked extraordinarily well on doing a poo and having it get stuck to her bum.
Is that what you're going to do this morning for us?
And what?
That's a great radio treat.
Oh, let's film that. So we dumped that segment on undies to talk about this.
Dumped it. We certainly did.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.